Welcome to day two of the Pride 48 live streaming event. Today, we have at least 16 hours of continuous shows covering a wide spectrum of topics, entertainment, and more for your enjoyment. Join the Discord chat room over at pride48.com. And while you're there, hit that purple donate button to show your support for Pride 48 and several selected charities. This year, your donations will be equally split between the Marsha P. Johnston Institute, Kids Kids, and Pride 48. We'll tell you more about those groups throughout the weekend. For every $5 donated, you'll receive an entry in our Pride 48 raffle. Pride 48 is a vibrant community offering free resources and podcast advocacy to the LGBTQ community. And we can't do it without you, the listeners. Support your favorite shows or check out something new this weekend, all while sipping a cocktail and relaxing in your favorite caftan. Like me, your Auntie Vera Charles. But enough about me. Let's get started today. What do you really think about me? Squeaky Kitty!
Hi! Hi, Squeaky Kitty! Hello, Poodle! Hi! Hi, everybody! It's the little show! Yes! This is my first little show, and I hope mine is better than Big Fatty's first little show over a decade ago. You know, that was the infamous 20 minutes of silence, but I have received assistance all week long. I didn't ask Big Fatty for it because, you know, 20 minutes of silence, but I asked old Vena. I asked Vena, and he says that everything should be just fine, that there's no problem here, and all I need to do is just make sure I push the button to be on the stream. So here we go, everybody.
We'll be right back. Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
and I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going
on, guys?
Oh,
you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the 15th anniversary edition of the Here's Poot, the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, the one, the fat, the gotcha, Mr. Larry H. Bader. And with me, I have a enormous co-host. It's a train wreck.
I'm running a little late getting here. So,
well,
anyway.
But we're at your house.
What?
I said, we're at your house.
Well,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Vader!
Big Freddy! Surprise, everyone!
Oh, poor poodle. She got hit on the head.
It was traumatic for her.
It was very traumatic. It was almost like it was, you know, picture the Wizard of Oz and the screen blowing in and hitting poodle on the head, and she's passed out in a dream. Or something like that.
I guess we'll have to find out later what's
yes,
going on with
Yes, we'll have to figure that out. So
yeah, well, it is Saturday, June 27th. We have to be here. It is Saturday, June 27th.
Uh-oh. Do it.
In the holy year of Ms. Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. And it has been 5 years since we've done this. Now, that also means that every single piece of equipment we're using is a minimum of 5 years old, and most of it is bordering on 15, except for your computer. And you guys, we're using Brick Friday's iMacs, plus a mixer, plus my laptop, plus his laptop, plus a MIDI keyboard.
Two microhoys.
Yes, cords and cables. The villa is just covered in cords and cables.
You know, in fact, when Vader was bringing all the stuff over here, it was just like...
You know, funny, the Pants Off Express, the reason I was a few minutes late this morning, the Pants Off Express was blocking the road down.
Oh!
Here. Yeah, yeah, it was not moving this quickly, so I had to sit there until the Pants Off Express had gotten by. And screw you, Steve the Tater.
Well,
so,
there you go.
We thought that we talked about this. This was
well,
not
first. Oh, excuse me. I hit the micro hoist. First of all, you didn't ask the question.
Y'all, he's forgotten.
It's been 5 years.
The first question he usually says is there a skit?
You know, I was thinking about that on the way over here, but Poodle took care of the skit.
I was a little
offended that I didn't get to participate in Poodle's skit, but then I was like, it's Poodle, so, you know.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
There's no skit today. Well, there kind of was, except...
Meh.
Yeah. So, we're going to hear a little meh.
Wow,
a little bit of that meh.
Y'all, I was told this morning as Vader walked up to the... villa here that, we opened the door and he came in and said, now I have some surprises for you. And that just made me.
I do. Yeah, no, he's not kidding about that part. He has had to excuse himself from the room.
Yeah, and y'all, I got to tell you. Vader brought some coffee cake. I'm sorry that Poodle got knocked out and she didn't get to have any. But
I made a whole cake.
What was I going to say?
It made you gasp.
Oh, I had, y'all, the coffee has begun to kick in. So if I need to run and blow it out with Big Fatty, then you'll all understand that. So,
well, if you need to run, you're going to have a little bit of an issue. One, because you can't run.
Right.
And two, because getting out of this recording studio, there's a barricade.
Well, but, you know, if I have to run, it's because...
I am hung like a donkey.
Nope, it's definitely not.
Oh!
And so... Speaking of, is young Nicholas coming by?
At some point today, okay. He is, but I don't know that he'll be by during the event.
Well, he's awake. I saw him on the dating app this morning, so he's up and about. Well, Big Fatty,
yes,
you know we've got some stuff planned, and it should take all of about 7 minutes to finish all that.
We are not prepared. There's only one thing I prepared for, but I don't know if you're ready for that.
We're
going to wait on that.
That's something better to wait on. But
okay.
I feel like there's something that that people are maybe hoping, or and by the way, I can't reach the table.
He just whispered to me what I should do. So, all right, let's all take a moment. Inhale, hold it.
I absolutely hate all of you.
Oh.
And the reason is that I had to call the skull so that I could do this.
Oh!
So I obviously, during the pandemic, I have not heard from the skull because she's not, there's nothing that I could do for her. So I said, how could there be an LFC reunion without a skull update? Big Fatty.
I'm listening.
Life hasn't changed for her. She doesn't understand what all this is about. She's never had the flu. So she's not worried about this. And her son couldn't get married, and it really has been, this has been a lot of inconvenience for her.
Well, you know what? She can't drive on the, well, anyway, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't
matter.
You still
hate her, right?
I despise her. Hit it again. And,
shall I do it again?
Yes.
Hit it one more time. Yo, it's a double skull.
Also remember, the harder you hit the keys, the louder the sound effects are. The harder you press the keys, the louder the sound effects are. Just FYI. So keep that in mind.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, I know you don't. So she was going on and on. And she said, so what's work been like during all this? And I said, well, it's been pretty quiet because most of our team is working remotely. But, you know, just the leadership are there and the essential personnel or whatever. And she's like, so everyone got 3 months off? And I said, well, no, they're working from home. And she's like, oh, well, so they got 3 months off, essentially. And I was like, all right, well, I hate you and you can go fuck yourself. Even if there is ever another LFC, I doubt I will reach out to the skull.
Thoughts and prayers.
I know. I can't do it. I hate her. Okay, well, that was really what I had planned for this entire show.
All right, y'all,
we can just turn off the stream.
Let's send it back over to Poole. Oh, no. let's just see who's in the chat room this morning. We've got...
While Big Fatty warms up his scrolling finger, I want to say thank you to the people in the chat room.
Right.
And I know some of them passed out listening to Taffy and Taylor last night. Don't you love them, by the way? And I know some of them passed out listening to Taffy and Taylor, but I don't think they'd still be green if they were not active. So that's a lot of people.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, Taffy and Taylor went until 10 after 7 a.m. in the morning Eastern. You know, that's the only time zone that matters.
Me too.
So a little over 5 hours?
Yeah, I went until...
And Rodan was on most of the time with them also.
I went until 10 after 7 this morning too in a coma.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, look, Ed Gong has joined us. Y'all, let's see who's in the chat room. We got old Crooked Hat. We got Acha. Bill in St. Louis is here. Chase Stan. That's the one that I thought was Buttigieg's husband.
It is.
Cronehaven. Cronehaven just posted something, I thought. But she's already gone to sleep. Curtis. Hi, Curtis. Do we know Curtis?
Dr. Stone is up out there in the San Diego.
That is very kind of him. It is 7:15 out there.
Curtis has given us the googly eyes. Okay. We have Gayish Mike couldn't be bothered. We have Ed Gong. We've got Gary in Albuquerque, or is that Phoenix, or is it, or I don't know, Oregon? George in Atlanta. Holly Denver. You know, he's part of the Enormous podcast. They're doing their first live show.
And just breaking news, that's Curtis of the Game Night Gals.
Oh, it's Curtis. Mm-hmm. Curtis from the Game Night
Gals.
He's going to
repeat everything I say.
Okay, hey, Curtis from the Game Night Gals. The Haunt Cub is with us. Here's a name you hadn't seen in a while. Larry Vader.
Haven't seen that since last night.
Right. Larry Stamen. You know, I said it last night, but it sounds like he's part of a flower. Anyway,
I'm sorry, I'm fixing my pants.
It's Luke Stamen, not Larry Stamen.
so it's Finn Larry.
Is here. How about
Hi, Moose. Moose is an OG LFC listener,
right,
as is Doc Stone.
Right. Mr. Bancroft. Welcome, Mr. Bancroft. Don't know if Mrs. Bancroft is joining us. We've got Pommy Kiwi. Pommy Kiwi. That sounds like it might be Arthur. I don't know.
Ooh, another OG LFC.
I don't know. We have Sam in the Hinterlands. Hi, Sam.
Hi.
We've got, notice Scotty. Scotty, the little Aussie battler. You know, he's always bitching because, you know, everything starts so early for him. Well, it's not early.
He's very busy today.
Steve the Tater. Y'all, Steve the Tater's out there in the California A also.
Throwing insults. Okay. All right.
The State of Bry. I believe that is Brian of the Game Night Gals. Not 100% sure, but I think that may be it. Old Stinkpot, Toppy Smelly. He's probably gone to sleep.
He was like, oh, it's not Poodle.
Yeah.
You gotta go.
Not Poodle to help with it. And y'all, then we've got some that are sleeping. We got VJ Net. We got Twatsicle. We got the Shy Yeti. We got Auti Cruiser. Rodan. Taylor from Pot Is My Co-Pilot.
Who I hope is asleep.
He needs to be.
Right.
And,
okay, we've read the chat room. Okay.
Y'all can finish reading all that shit. We got to do something to fill up an hour.
Right. Well, you know, so I want to... Okay, so we've got 17 minutes until the next thing I have planned.
By the way, Toppy says that he is not asleep yet.
Toppy.
Well, shall we go to my... Or do you want to do something else?
I kind of want to do something else.
All right, well, let's do something else. Mine can wait.
Okay, well, so I guess I want to... No, that's the 17-minute wait.
Okay. All right.
Because he's just gotten out of bed on the West Coast. Let's see. Why don't we do this? Why don't we play... Let's do your thing, because my... secret thing, it might take a little bit.
Oh,
so
okay.
Let's go ahead and do your thing.
All right.
As you can see, guys, I had not a script, but an outline, and it's in my handy stenographer's notebook.
Which is at the Vader family compound.
Sitting on my coffee table.
Okay.
I think it's pretty good. I got out of the house. I got up. I took a shower. You haven't. Got out of the house.
Took a shower, you mean?
Correct. Went to Starbucks. Got here with my laptop, a coffee cake, and also some stuff I need you to proof for the coal mine. And I did it all by 9:15 on a Saturday. Yep. Oh, you know what? Speaking of the coal mine, before
yes,
we do your thing.
By the way, shall we head on down to the coal mine?
Maybe. Okay. Hold on 1 minute. Okay.
All right, well, here we go in the jalopy, and all right. Oh, I'm doing it now. All right, now we're going to, y'all, I can't find everything.
The sound effects keyboard is sideways. Ooh, there you go.
All right, so we're going to go into the coal mine now. Are we ready? Are we there?
Well, I'm here. Yeah. Oh, we're there already.
Okay.
I'm sure we're everyone's like, what the fuck are they doing? Big Fatty, it has been.
Yes. Wait. Before we do anything else, we better lock up the jail.
Oh, please. Thank you.
Okay.
You're very popular with your text messages this morning.
I am.
They're blowing. You have the good earbuds or the earphones on, so your phone's blowing up in the other room.
Oh.
It has been 2 years, almost to the day, since your final day.
I know.
Out of the coal mine. Now, I know the official day, but I think the official final day was a weekend. So
It was, yes. The last day I was actually at the coal mine here as an employee was the 29th of June, which will be Monday.
Right.
Will be that anniversarium, although I got a free extra day.
Well, you know, yes.
I got paid.
Now, do you miss it?
Excuse me. I told you that coffee was...
The way that sounds in our microphones is absolutely terrifying.
Okay.
or our headphones, rather.
Let's just say, basically, the way I feel right now about being retired about two years...
Correct. It has been a hoot nanny for you. I have to say, things at the coal mine have been, so my job since we last chatted has gotten exponentially more complicated, but it's certainly been an interesting run.
Right.
For the last...
It's you've been kind of doing what I was doing, but you've had some help.
And Scott.
All right.
You know what? Uh-huh. I wonder if Scott's looking for a job. I could use some more help.
Right.
I even tried to hire Doc Stone, and he turned me down.
Okay.
Things at the coal mine are good, but, you know, we've been closed for 3.5 months now, and so it's just been me and the head layer in the office every day for the last 2 months.
Right.
We'll have to have a medical malady because there's been a medical malady as well, you know, but not while we're in the coal mine. That's going to be too much.
I'm looking for a medical malady here on the keyboard.
Well,
the only thing I see it would be
Well, that is a medical matter.
Okay. Anyway.
But things have been good. As you saw from the stuff I brought you, the little project I brought you to look at, and the one that I PDF'd you yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, you PDF'd me something yesterday?
And you
right.
You said,
wait a minute, y'all, I can't remember. Let me go back.
I believe you said someone's pushing his stool in.
Oh. Well, y'all, he sent me a picture of a guy that had photoshopped around himself.
And he did a very bad job of it.
He was sitting on a stool, but you couldn't see any of the stool.
Right.
You couldn't see the back of the stool and everything. And y'all, it looked like one of those Ford trough fuck machines that he was sitting on. Did it not look odd what you looked at?
I mean, I have seen that stool in person, so I don't think it caught me.
So this was not like a stool sample then?
Well, it might have one the way it looked. I don't know. And I sent it to Head Lair and I said, too much. And that was the only thing I put in the email. It was like, too much? Question mark. And he replied back and said, I would say that the consensus on that's going to be yes. And I said,
okay.
Well, we're gonna use it anyway. And he said, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's.
Well, should we get back to regular time now?
Sure. It takes a lot of clicks.
All right. Let's. All right. So.
Let
me unlock it again.
Yeah, hold on.
All right.
Start it up.
Let's get back in the jalopy if I can find it. There it is. And we'll head on back to the villa.
Ooh, Big Fatty, I do have to thank you for letting us do this at the villa. It's been... Big Fatty said, are we doing this at your house? And I said, no, we'll have to sit on each other's laps. My house is so small. And plus, you know, I've had the plumbing maladies.
Plumbing maladies. Ooh. You know what my plumbing maladies are like.
Well, you know what? Like, I've... In the last... What did you say? A month? I've had to get the new HVAC, the new water heater, and basically replumb all of the cold water lines in the house. It has been home ownership 101. And so, you know, and I still don't have the new air conditioner.
Oh,
so
Vader,
because I found out that there's a chance we may not be getting paid at the coal mine for a while. So I decided to hold on that briefly because just in case I need, you know,
well,
to be able to eat.
Sounds to me like all of your maladies can best be summed up as...
Actually, very appropriately, because, you know, right. Mr. Magoo had some vision problems, and I blew out the eye also in March. I think that was back when this all started. I was in the hospital having surgery on March 26th in the height of pandemophobia.
Right. I mean, you pulled right up there into the hospital COVID-19.
I was actually in Big Mama's jalopy. Y'all, I have the only friend in the world, and some people in the chat room know him, that will drive someone to eye surgery in a convertible.
Oh!
He pulled up, and I was like, are you kidding? Like, because he has several, you know, cars. Drove the convertible. Because, I mean, it was outpatient. He picked me up about 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, and we were back at my house at 11:30, 12 o'clock. So, but, yeah.
By the way, Toppy Smelly says that coal mines around the nation are going under. Evidently, there is a canary shortage.
Oh, well, you know. That's very possible.
Wait a minute.
I have two laptops in my phone, and I can't remember what which one I'm supposed to be using at this exact moment.
Well, okay. Well, y'all, while he's doing that, y'all, I just want to play this sound effect, because Straight Bob, it was a huge fan of.
I want you to sit there, look through the window, and watch me eat a ham.
Yeah, ham.
Arch, prepare the emergency ham.
Give me the mouth. Give me the kiss first.
Tina, come get some ham.
March, prepare the celebration ham.
All we have left are the earthquake ham and the condolence ham.
No, not ham, you bad fuck.
You're off the edge of the map, mate. Here, there be seeds.
They're just hams, okay?
And Dr. Stone and Mr. Mike both identify that as the bumper. We didn't call them bumpers back then. Digger. That's BD, before Digger.
Right, where I actually put together some pretty good bumpers. Though I have to say, I didn't do that.
I don't
know where that came from.
Well, it came from the ham gods.
I think Darren in Florida.
Oh,
I think because he did Tropical Skull, which isn't on the keyboard. We only put that in for like certain seasons.
Right. So, that was a hootenanny.
Y'all, this file that
we
are
using. That was a good skull.
The file that we're using to record this is seriously, when we opened it, it had a Christmas special.
It did.
From like 14 years ago.
That's
in
correct.
It. So some of the sound effects are not quite what we, you know, finish with when we finish the LFC, and certainly not what we came back with, because whatever.
By the way, I think the only bumper that transferred from the LFC to the BFO was...
Oh, you big fat thing.
I have to tell you guys while this is playing. I tried...
Hang on.
Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hamming it up.
Ooh.
With Big
Fatty.
We
need to tighten that up. Oh, actually, we did tighten it up for the BF.
Oh,
so.
He was a little early.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, we did tighten it up, so that's always good.
So
Mr. Mike says we need to tighten that up also. Okay. Yeah.
Rob was a little early. That was Rob. You know, Rob and John Michael, bless their hearts. I did want to say,
Wait a minute. Rob and John Michael.
And Scott.
Right. Okay. I did want to say, I'm sorry. I'm trying not to read the chat room because it'll make me lose my train of thought.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say it's going to make you lose your breakfast.
It could. Well, right. But I lost my train of thought.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Yeah. I tried my best to get Omar, Rob, John Michael, some of those people to call and buff.
Buff, right. Buff.
You know, you go have one ex, and they moved to... He lives in Texas somewhere now. I don't even know where he lives.
Buff?
But,
Well, you know, you still, to this day, you can't spell buffet without buff.
It's true.
How's he surviving now that the buffets are closed?
He's having a tough time with it, apparently. He was supposed to go on my 40th birthday cruise of a lifetime featuring me... But he didn't.
By the way, we've been asked by Ed Gong if anyone would like to see some porn in the chat room, and basically all I can say is
I am hung like a donkey.
Okay, well there you have it.
Right, it's true.
All right, I've got. Can I just do...
I've given our guest the 3-minute warning. Oh, so you've got about warning. 2 minutes.
All right. Okay. Well, I've got a couple more bumpers here that I thought that I would see if anyone can figure what these were for.
Oh gosh.
Anybody?
Well, I know.
I know too. And how about this one?
Actually, I don't know that I remember without seeing the name on the map. I don't know that I remember what that was.
Well, the first one was from Simon,
right
in the UK. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Simon in the UK? If you remember him, Simon in the UK is doing well. He's very happy. He's very he's doing well. So. And then, what was the other bumper that you just heard?
It was Howard.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of Howard, who lived in the San Francisco Bay Area. See, I like to tie this all together. Did you know that, of course? You met him at Folsom and several other times.
I don't remember.
He has moved to, like, Utah or somewhere.
Well, of course, as one does.
Okay, Big Fatty, I'm going to need you, okay?
Uh-huh.
So... We have a special guest with us.
Oh, Lord.
Could you play his sound? Now, special guest, you cannot hear the sound effects because they're in audio hijack, and it's Big Fatty's computer, and I don't
Okay, so here is our special guest bumper.
No.
Oh, is that that? Is that
no?
Is
that
not
that it? He is not the Wicked Witch of the West.
I know it's...
This is off to a great start.
Oh, okay.
That is his voice, but that's still not his sound effect. That was the meh.
Well, the other one's not on here.
Oh, good Lord.
It was in the intro.
Right, but I put it in the intro.
Well, turkey gobble. Okay. I don't
know. Right?
I think it's actually mapped to something else that is not labeled. Everyone, we have extra special Chris with us from the West Coast. Welcome.
He's wearing what is that hat he's got on? It's not orange, but it probably should.
Oh, is it a baseball cap?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Is that a Nasty Pig baseball cap?
No.
No.
Oh, is it NASA?
No.
No. Okay.
Just don't. You wouldn't. Yeah.
Where, Chris, where are you? Because it looks fancy there behind you.
Well, it's my virtual background.
He's not in a tiki bar at 7:34 a.m.
Well, you make it sound like that would be unusual for him.
Fair enough.
It is like 4:30 in the morning here, so.
No, it isn't.
We were talking about... It
may feel like it's 4:30.
Well, so when I mentioned this to Chris, I have to, you have to understand, I would get a phone call from Chris in about 35 minutes, 40 minutes on his way to the farmer's market. So I knew he was awake.
Right.
At this hour. And he was kind enough to join us for a minute.
Chris, what the hell's going on? You're in the San Francisco?
I am.
Okay. And how is by the way, I noticed you're not wearing a mask this morning.
Well, I am inside my home, so that is okay.
Well, aren't you afraid of giving it to yourself? Never mind.
Okay. Let me check the math. that's really not how this works. Not how it
works. All right.
And also, Chris, we're not broadcasting your video, so you don't have to worry about all the ruination.
Then I'll just keep changing my background.
Here. Oh, yeah, we're not broadcasting video. We're just streaming the audio. So, yeah. Live.
Oh! Who is that? Is that
it's Karen
Vieira?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's riding some sort of scooter.
It's Carol Baskin.
It looks like Meredith Vieira, doesn't it?
There are big flopping penises in the Discord chat room.
Yes, there
right
are.
Now, and it's for me, it's a little early for a giant penis to be flopping.
Oh, not for me.
Speaking of, did someone just walk in your front door?
No,
come
flop.
Better
not.
Chris, we talked to you 5 years ago.
Oh!
I mean, I talked to you yesterday, but we talked to you 5 years ago. What has changed in the last 5 years?
Well, I live in San Francisco now.
Uh-huh.
I have visited Chris in San Francisco.
Big Fatty is celebrating his 95th birthday, so that's
it's
exciting.
True.
Congrats,
true.
Birthday.
Thank you. Birthday. Thank you.
We're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the LFC, so that's very exciting.
It feels true. Like the 50th, true. Yeah.
Yeah, it feels just like yesterday.
Now, Chris used to do a little show also.
Well, we weren't going to bring that up, but yes, he did.
Well, no, but I mean, I just for folks that may not know who Chris is, he did a little show when he lived in Atlanta, right?
The first time in Atlanta, actually, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had two tours of duty there, so.
Okay.
They did a little show, and it was, now it's not still, you don't still have that domain and everything, do you?
I hope not, no.
Okay. I didn't know if it was still available. For download or whatever.
No.
Right. And so
we've issued a cease and desist for that.
Right. Oh! Right. Well, things have changed a lot since then. But I did want to point out when we started this, and I met Chris shortly.
Oh, wait a minute before you go any further. Gary,
mm-hmm.
Who used to be from Phoenix. He's a wanderer. He's a minstrel. He just strolls.
He's a senior citizen.
A gypsy. Yeah. Uh-huh. A gypsy. Gary goes, who is this? This is extra special Chris, or somewhat special Chris.
Well, it depends on the time. But yeah.
Today's extra special.
So I met Chris shortly after we started the LFC, right?
I don't know.
It was pre-Big Fatty.
Oh, yes. It was during the LFC.
Time before Big Fatty, but
I mean,
yes.
It's before I introduced Big Fatty to podcasting. I don't think it was certainly not before I knew him.
Yes, before you opened Pandora's box.
Right.
Which was 13 years ago, by the way.
Yeah. But I met Chris and someone he was dating at the time and Omar in Atlanta for dinner or something. And yeah. We've known each other ever since, and Omar too. And I do talk to Omar. He just didn't want to do this. So, he was like, "We can hang out and have a Zoom happy hour, but I don't want to do this." So, is there anyone else, Chris, you remember from way back when, back in the day?
Oh my gosh! I mean, I definitely recognize names when I hear them.
Right.
There are so many now, you know.
Well, you don't want to just mention. One or two, because then everybody else.
Someone will feel left out, and that's just exactly. It's not fair.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
Archer's in the chat room. I know you probably remember Archer, but he's like, I knew it was going to be Chris.
we're so predictable.
Right. Well, also, no one else will talk to me still from 15 years ago. And you met some listeners, Brian and Kevin and Dan Barry Jr. On the cruise a couple years ago. Almost 2 years ago.
Wow, that was that the cruise of a lifetime?
No,
it was the preview of the cruise of the lifetime.
Ah,
it actually ended up being
It was like the dry run.
That ended up being more fun than the cruise of a lifetime.
I may have the dry runs as this conversation progresses.
So. Yeah, we had a blast on a 9-night Southern Caribbean cruise, and it turns out the Danburys were on the cruise with us. And that's all I got about that. It was fun and a lot of gays.
That was a good name. There were a lot of gays.
There really were. And you know, Chris and I don't meet a stranger. So are you ready to go on a cruise next week?
No.
Okay.
That's a hard pass.
Right. Yeah. Same here. I kept saying I'll book. And then things just kept getting worse and worse. So probably not. Probably not.
I don't think we're going to be getting on a plane anytime soon.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Are you working from home, Chris?
I am. I've barely left my home for the last 3 months. Last week we crossed the 100-day mark for the shelter in place here.
So you're basically a shut-in now.
More or less. Yeah.
Okay. So you spend most of your day in your underpants and maybe a caftan or something like that.
Well, I mean, I'm working from home, so it's usually the formal caftan.
Ah, okay. Yes.
You've got to set those boundaries so that let yourself go.
It's really the tuxedo of caftans. Right.
Now,
yes.
How much weight have you gained during the quarantine?
I believe it's the COVID-15 they're calling it now.
Right. Because I've gained 7 pounds since this all started.
Yeah, well, it also doesn't help that I fractured the ankle, 7 or 8 weeks ago? So that's
about right, yeah.
Yeah, that's
was it, did it, that did it, not help. Did it just fracture under your own weight, or did you do something?
No, we were actually out exercising.
Right there. There's the lesson to be learned there. If you go out and exercise, you're going to fracture something.
Well, I believe you were training
for... that's why you've never done it.
That's correct.
I believe you were training for the AIDS life cycle.
The what?
Or was it already canceled at that point?
It was already canceled at that point, yeah. Okay. And sadly, this wasn't even on my bike. This was just on my feet.
So. Right, walking. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
To get takeout. Yeah.
Getting old a bitch is right, what it is. Right.
Well, but last year you did ride your bicycle... 5,000, 6,000 miles or something to LA?
Yes, 545,000 miles from San Francisco to LA.
Yeah,
we were slated to do that again in June, and sadly it was canceled, but we'll be back on, we'll pop those training wheels back on and be back on the road for the 2021 ride.
And I believe, Vader, you were going to follow him on that bike ride up in the Deathcopter, right?
Well, there was talk of the mobile mansion. I mean, and by talk, I mean 30 seconds worth of talk. And I was like, it would be cheaper for me to fly out there and buy a new one than the gas to drive mine out there.
Right.
So, therefore, no. So, okay. Well, Chris, we will let you get to the farmer's market. We don't want to take up your whole morning.
Right. Vegetables are important.
I know. We really appreciate you joining us.
Do you need to send you some curly kale, or what are you lacking there?
Kale makes me gassy.
I could use
everything
some scallop.
Makes me gassy.
You are correct, sir. Right. Some things never change.
Yeah, I could use some diver scallops. So if you could find some of those at the fishmonger, I'll be right out.
All right.
On an airplane.
I will pop them in the mail.
Okay. All right. Well, Chris, thank you again. And if you want to hear this, I'll send you the link to where it's posted.
Oh, he doesn't want to hear this.
What do I do if I don't want to hear this?
Just ignore me like you normally do about things.
I think he's heard enough.
Right. So, all right.
Chris, it was lovely to see you.
Likewise, other than you popped your head on the video for about 30 seconds.
Too close. Not social distancing.
It's like a total eclipse.
An orb.
Too close. All right. Bye, Chris.
Bye, Chris. Bye. Okay. Oh, Chris is leaving. Okay. Okay. Well, that was kind of fun.
It was. I just wanted to break this up, and you know, we love Chris, and it's one of those things where I met Chris because of the LFC 15 years ago.
Right.
So, you know, and same with a lot of people in the chat room. I mean, I've met Steve the Tater before, and, you know, of course, I've had dinner with Archer at his old condo. So,
oh, really?
Archer
I'm
and
sure
his
that
husband.
Was.
I mean, yeah, I was in my 20s still, I think, when that happened, but, you know, that's how long ago it's been. So, yeah. Well, Big Fatty.
I think it's time.
I do. Now hit it hard. Hit it hard.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
Well, now, Vader, this is where we ask you if the person is either dead or alive, hence the name Dead or Alive. So, you ready?
I am ready. Now, are these from 15 years ago?
No.
Okay.
I downloaded. These are people that were born today.
Okay.
In different years. The first one is Logan Rohr, R-O-H-E-R.
I think he's alive.
And we would know Logan from?
I don't know.
Well, you are correct. Logan is
he's
alive.
An actor,
he's,
but, yeah, I don't.
He's my Northeast Straight Daddy's son, whose birthday is today. He's two today.
Glad put all his information out there on the internet. Okay.
Right. All right. The next one is Helen Keller.
She's dead, as far as I know.
And how would we know Helen Keller? Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, anyway.
Luckily, no one could see what I
Helen
just did.
Helen Keller is dead. She died in 1968. So
I knew that.
All right, next one is okay. Vera Wang.
She's alive. Yep.
Okay, Vera Wang is
a designer.
Thank goodness I said Wang because Vera. You know.
Right. Well, I thought that's where you were going.
And how would we know Vera Wang?
A designer.
Okay. Good. Yes. All right. Bob Keeshan.
I think dead.
And how would we know Bob Keeshan?
It's obvious.
Petticoat Junction.
Petticoat Junction.
No, actually, this is one of the few times that Petticoat Junction, although he may have done a guest appearance on Petticoat Junction.
I feel certain that he did.
Bob Keeshan was Captain Kangaroo.
Oh.
Ooh.
Lord. What a strange man.
We're almost out of time. All right. One last one. Ross Perot.
He's alive? I mean, he's the president. Yeah, I don't.
That's correct. And we would know him from?
Politics.
All right.
But and, I don't know that it would matter if he was dead or alive anyway.
Well, right. So, Vader, you did pretty well today.
I am a smidge older and wiser than I was back then. Now, and truth be told, we were going to play Match the Podcasters, and I left the book at home.
Right. Okay.
I had changed it into This, That, or the Other, where it was either a line from Archer's show, a lyric from Rent, or a line from PNS.
Oh.
So, and it was actually pretty funny, so maybe we'll play that on a future LLC.
And by PNS, you mean?
And Scott.
Right. Right. So anyway,
the
you know, PNS used to do shows. They used to listen to us.
Right. Well, they're doing shows again.
Well, I know, but you know, they're so infrequent. My bowel movements are much more frequent than their shows.
Well, your bowel movements are extremely
pretty. Right.
Yeah, no. Has everyone resubscribed? I think you mentioned it on your show, but I, for some reason, was still subscribed to PNS.
Right.
One showed up in my feed, and basically they're on it. They,
oh,
I mean,
absolutely. They're doing the Zoom podcast also.
Yeah.
And you know who else is back?
It's true. Hold on.
And Scott.
Sorry, I was a little gassy there.
Oh,
I've had a giant cup of iced coffee this morning.
Oh,
So,
Vader, what do you miss about doing the LFC?
The crickets.
What?
The crickets.
Oh,
this worked much better when we were both standing near each other and could just. But we're physical distancing this morning.
Right. And the reason we're physical distancing is?
Correct.
Okay.
We both totally have the Rona.
Oh, we do?
Oh, yeah. I went.
Oh, well, that's great. That's breaking news.
Well, you know what I did last weekend?
wait a minute. You hopped in your jalopy.
I did. And I said, I am going to Dollywood. And I did the big run up to Tennessee. Now, it's really not that far. It just, you do cross through two states, but it's, you know, 300 miles or so. And gorgeous. And Dollywood reopened last week, or week before last now, about 2 weeks ago. And so I said, well, I'll go. I don't have to do anything. It won't be crowded.
So you were driving through the back of the hills of
the mountains,
the Tennessee. So
the Tennessee and North Carolina mountains. Oh no!
Stop. Oh, okay.
I told you not to use that one.
Oh, okay. Right. So you were going through the backwoods of Tennessee,
and it was the Pants Off Express, and I had the plumbers coming the morning I left, so I couldn't leave. And so I really had to take the quick trip and got up there. And Big Fatty, and yeah. I texted Big Fatty, and he mentioned this on his own show.
Oh, y'all, this is breaking news again.
It was pandemonium.
Oh!
I pulled in.
Is that anything like randomonium? Because you know that's trademark. Here, Charles.
I pulled in, and... I pulled in.
Oh, wait a minute.
And I was so frustrated.
Uh-huh.
I've had dinner with Archer twice, apparently. I was so frustrated.
There's Chris with...
That doesn't work. I was so frustrated because the map system doesn't work so well up there.
Ooh.
And so it had routed me through all these residential streets. And got to my hotel, checked in, and they were very, like, you know, don't touch anything. We're so far away. Like, everything's disinfected. We've atomized your room, blah, blah, blah. I felt very comfortable.
Uh-huh.
Met my friends. And so we drove separately. We did the whole weekend because, again, we were...
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't think anyone went with you.
Well, they didn't... I mean, we weren't together. We had separate rooms, and we did everything separate.
So but, it was you and who else?
And Pops and Tot and...
And Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know and, Scott went with you. Okay,
yeah.
Great.
And so we got to Dollywood.
You had to have a reservation, right?
You did. You had to have a reservation. And you had to, like... When you... Like, we all have season passes, and so you had to do... God... Sorry, Miss Bacon is calling me now.
Hi, Miss Bacon.
We're not done yet, Miss Bacon. You had to have season passes. You had to have a reservation, blah, blah, blah. We made it. All this to get up there. We made it 45 minutes before we left.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
We made it 45 minutes in the park before we left. It was awful with all the people and the complaining and the heat and all that. The mask was no problem. So, anyway. But it was a good weekend, but, a lot of, yeah. So, that was that. But Big Fatty, I have an announcement. I have a surprise.
Oh, wait a minute.
Get ready to match the podcast.
Oh, no, we don't have that.
No, we don't. But we might have that on the next show.
Oh, the next show.
Right. Well, if you, go over to the lfc.online, you'll see that there's now a website and the archive shows. Now, I will tell you.
Well, this really is
breaking
news.
The archive shows are not there yet. They're uploaded, but there are some things that are not going to be shared. We said some things that probably don't want to share now, but there's some good ones. And so I'll,
in other words, you're just taking us back down memory lane.
I believe that's what the splash page says right now, the holding page is.
Oh.
It's like a trip down memory lane.
Oh.
And fat.
Oh.
And so I'll go ahead and post this show over there. Whenever
And then, well, y'all, this is big news to me. I had no idea.
I know. So it's the lfc.online.
And
Isn't
now,
the
will
website?
There...
Hold on. I think that's the website.
Will there be a voice letter line?
No, fuck no.
Future participants on Hamming It Up with Big Fatty are chosen directly from our voice letter box. So if you'd like to participate, dial 206-339-6FAT.
Yeah. The LC.online.
That's 206-339-6FAT.
And so I'll go ahead and...
Larry?
Bring that up whenever I get home today. And
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. And yeah, we'll go ahead and start posting some stuff, and maybe Big Fatty and I will get back together again. And
something tells me that's not going to happen. But anyway.
I mean, I don't know, but I just felt like maybe.
Maybe if you can remember, then maybe we can do.
Get ready to match the podcasters.
ArcherRadio.com.
Hola, chicos.
Maybe.
Okay, maybe.
I don't. Again, well, there are, like, admittedly, I am not up on a lot of the podcasts. I mean, I listen, obviously.
Right.
To some, but.
Well, let's not mention them, because, you know, that would be uncomfortable.
Yeah. And so. I don't, like, obviously, I'm not commuting these days, like most people aren't. Well, I guess I am, since I'm still going to the coal mine for now. But, I'm sorry, I'm just...
Right.
I'm just doing a little something over here.
A little something.
I don't listen to a lot, but I do listen to Big Fatty when I'm in the shower. I mean, if I do shower. Yeah. So...
And by shower, you mean?
Mostly. Right, okay. So, but I do want to put up, yeah. Doc Song said, there's nothing on the page. It's just a splash page. I will turn on the real website later, but I just didn't do it before I left. That's all. Like, I sat there last night. Actually, it was up last night.
The old Crooked Hat wants to know if he's confused. You know, he's going downtown.
Going downtown?
By the way, I'm real proud that Poodle's voice didn't come back out during this.
Hopefully she recovers.
Well, she is stirring over there.
Maybe
she'll come back and join us here in a few minutes. But old Crooked Hat says, wait, are they bringing it back or are they just putting up a website?
Well, I guess the answer to that question is that's up to Big Fatty. Because it takes two to be fat. And he didn't know anything about this until about 2 minutes ago. So we'll talk about it. We will not be doing... I can assure you...
It will not be a daily show.
And it will not be a live show. This is far too... This is... for the way we recorded the LLC, it was basically a live show. Because we didn't stop and cut that.
Absolutely. So, it was just...
But as far as the technology to make that happen, it's too complex. So.
Well, you know, and most of them ended up... Yeah. You know, that reminds me of the good old days at the PatrickSwivelland.com.
May she rest in peace. Didn't I see that building had been torn down or something?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, okay.
By the way, Dr. Stone says... dear Gussie. Vader, the time has come.
We really weren't prepared for this at all, were we?
I can't. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. If the LFC taught Big Fatty one thing, it's you have a countdown clock to tell you to shut the hell up.
Yet we still haven't.
You know, all of a sudden I have a feeling that I want a little chicken poodle soup.
A little chicken poodle soup would be nice. I believe John Michael Haas created this for us, didn't he?
I don't know.
Actually, I think you did.
Maybe it's been fun.
It's been fun, and happy Pride 48 weekend, everyone. Thank you for letting me participate, even though Big Fatty had to, like, sneak this in and everything. Big Fatty, it looks like we're a little bit before 11 o'clock.
Well, no, I think we're okay.
It was horrifying, but oh!
Oh, Dick, I see we're out of time. Well, I hope everyone enjoyed Hello, Poodle. And coming up next is the Shy Yeti. And we'll talk to you next time. Bye.